This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make them need to run.
That's Lars
Taylor! I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, what you people score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks, it's Rule 76.
Well, it is Friday, May the 27th. I thought we'd come on and just be in great moods and so excited, and Rangers have a chance to close it out tomorrow, but no. But I am excited to share this news with you. Apparently, Rick DiPietro is, in fact, wearing pants today, so that's good news for everybody. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. Business Friday today. Business Friday. Got a lot to talk about today. I got some great news. Great news, going to put a smile on your face.
Really?
Santi, can you give me the jazz hands? I need the jazz hands.
Big news, jazz hands! don't you taunt me with this. This better be, because I don't know what this is. This better be big news.
Oh, this is huge news.
All right, let me see. Let me guess. Does it involve the show?
No. No.
Does it involve someone who appreciates the show?
No.
Does it involve... Oh, I know what it is. Do I know what it is?
You might.
Does it involve tickets?
No.
Oh. I have big news with tickets, by the way.
Well, I know you got... This is humongous news.
Big news with tickets.
Humongous
like
news.
Like Andre the Giant-sized news with tickets.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's that big.
So your news is as big as the news I will give after your news.
It's big. Yeah, it's big news for you.
For the news you have is big news for me.
Big news for in our relationship.
In our relationship,
yes.
You're going to or have done something which is kind towards me.
That's correct.
Wow. Now this is terrific. I don't know. I'm going to need a hint or just to be told what this big, beautiful news is.
The birthday present will be delivered today. I had email notification. Your birthday present will be delivered today.
Okay, I'm glad you told me because we would have been here till 8:15. I would have never been able to get there. But really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this is exciting news. I can't wait for the big birthday present.
Well,
now,
either.
Is this the 49th birthday present or this is the 50th birthday present?
By this is the 49 and a half birthday present.
Because birthday was in March. Well, I'm approaching 49 and a quarter. No fault of your own, by the way. We had some issues.
We had some issues. Package got misplaced. We don't know where it's at, but it's going to be here today. Email confirmation.
I'm going to send you immediate text upon receiving this.
Please do.
Immediate text.
See, that puts you in a nice mood, doesn't it?
Well, it does, but I could be in a better mood. I mean,
I told you yesterday what was going to happen last night. I tried to warn you.
I understand that, but it doesn't mean that I can handle it well. And when they tied the game, and then I thought they took a 2-1 lead, I got so excited. I wish that never happened. I wish Strome hadn't beaten Ronta. I wish Ronta would have just saved it, stayed 1-1. Because to have the thought of, oh, my God, we're winning 2-1 in a low-scoring series. We have a real chance now to win this game. I mean, from the moment that goal was taken off the board, the Rangers almost had no chances to win the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was you were hard-pressed that entire game to feel like they had an actual chance to win the game. And when I saw that play, actually, initially, when I saw it, when they reviewed it, they didn't give me the... Live, it looked like Carolina brought the puck back into their own zone, but they weren't showing that angle. So I actually rewound it to see just to make sure. And that's when they remember when they went back to the headset.
Yes,
they had initially ruled it no goal, and then they went back to the headset. I think because they thought that there was a chance that maybe Carolina brought the puck back into their zone, which would nullify the offsides. It wasn't. It was, you know, Panarin that hit it back into their zone. But, yeah, I mean, things probably would have been different. But, I mean, Carolina was definitely the better team.
They're clearly the better team. Yeah. And I got to tell you, as pro-Rangers as I am, and as how difficult it is for me to, like, notice good things with Carolina, and as annoyed as I am and was over another shorthanded goal, that was some goal, that first one, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you were... It felt a lot like game two, is what that game felt
but
like.
But that pass was just...
Oh, it was a great pass. Yeah, it was a great
gorgeous.
Pass. It was an early slide by Miller. I actually like it as a goalie because I have more time to get to my post on that backdoor play. But good pass, good finish. It's tough, though, man. I mean, because on top of that, you give up a power play goal, too. I know you got a power play goal, but that's not great either, that finally Carolina saw a puck going on their power play, which has been putrid.
No, certainly not. And that's your game-winning goal. I mean, they had no opportunities. None. I mean, that's the thing. Their defense is stifling.
Well, you had 10 shots through two periods, man. 10. That's not going to get it done.
When a goaltender allows one goal in a postseason game and doesn't get one of the three stars, it tells you how little he was challenged during the game.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what happens. I'll get all the numbers this afternoon, probably when they go. They go through the game as far as high danger chances and everything else. But I can't imagine there's a lot.
For the Rangers, I could tell you that there's not.
It felt like they fell back into the it felt like game two, where they fell back into like the kind of passive, let's go 1-2-2, let's make sure we're not giving them too many chances, as opposed to what you saw in 3 and 4, where it was like, you know what, screw it. We're gonna play our game, it's gonna be up and down the ice, we're desperate. If we give up chances, we got Igor, don't worry about it. It didn't feel like that. It wasn't crisp.
It didn't feel like that. I can't believe that Carolina is so great at home. I mean, great, undefeated at home, and winless on the road.
Yeah, and it's not just winless, though. It's, like, startling how bad the numbers on the road are.
So, they
got a good crowd. They got an early lead. They ride that momentum. You can see, too, when they start playing physical, they feed off the crowd. The crowd starts going crazy, and then there's another hit, and then another hit. And they put constant pressure. Rangers didn't deal with it nearly as well as they did at the Garden. Wasn't crisp. Didn't get through the neutral zone.
You know what? Again, I mean, Panarin again. I mean, I don't. The one play made me almost like want to just kill him when he's in his own zone.
No, he turned it over
up ice and just passes it, throws it right into the middle, and they walk. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, Miller bailed him out. That was Stahl. Yeah, he's been in one a little bit. Like
I wonder if we find out that he's hurt.
See, I don't even know if it's that. It's just, I mean, this is one of those series where you got a team that's fast and physical, and they take away a lot of your time and your space, and you can't, like, he likes to be patient, take his time, doesn't like to shoot. I mean, it's another game last night where he has no shot. I mean, he has no shots last night. Kreider has no shots last night.
Kreider had
that chance
where they threw it in front late in the game, and it looked like deflected it wide. But yeah. I think this is right. You'll know this. In three games in Carolina, Kreider has one shot on goal.
It's not good, yeah. But this is, again, and we were talking about this yesterday. I was telling you, this is what this team does. They did it to Boston. Like, Marchand in Boston was great. That line in Carolina did absolutely nothing. Nothing. So now Carolina is 7-0 at home.
And 0-5 on the road?
0-5. They've allowed 8 goals at home in 7
games. 7 games.
7 games, 8 goals. On the road, they've allowed 21.
Like, for you to allow shorthanded goals... When it's nearly impossible to score in the series, I mean, how can you possibly win games like that?
No, you can't. You can't. You cannot do it, because you're right. I mean, you know going in that you're going to have your hands full, just because this Carolina team is a completely different team at home. And I can guarantee you this, the style of play that they're most successful with, is it's much easier to play that style when you have a lead. So for you to give up a shorthanded goal as the first goal of that game.
And it's so deflating.
Exactly right. For a bunch of different reasons. And now all of a sudden Carolina feels good. They're flying. You have 5 shots in the first period, man. 5 shots in the second period. That's not going to get it done.
Because you realize what has to happen to come back in the game. Like Edmonton-Calgary, You allow a shorthanded goal. You're like, all right, listen, we can easily make that up. We can make that up on the next shift. In this game, you allow a shorthanded goal. you might never make it up. I mean, the rest of the game might go by and you might never make it up. And that's what happened, right? Shorthanded goal. Then you tie it up and you're thrilled and you have a little momentum. And then you think you take the lead. You don't. They scored that second goal on the power play. I mean, you think about specialty teams, which has been very pro-Rangers in this series. That's the second time they've scored a shorthanded goal.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, and what it does, too, is now, I mean, you scored the power play goal, but now you're even because you gave up the shorthanded. They get a power play goal. So now you're minus one there, and then you have, yeah, I didn't think Fox was very good at all last night. You have Svechnikov, who finally gets going, which is not a great sign either. And for some reason, Igor is, I mean, he hasn't been nearly as good on breakaways in the postseason as he has been for the regular season. But, again, I mean, you can't ask him to, he's not going to be able to steal every game for you.
He's going to have to, I think, well, he's going to have to steal one. He's going to have to steal one. So you like, don't love, you like the Rangers' chances on Saturday night, which will be an 8 o'clock game, mind you. We'll have the coverage at 7:30, an 8 o'clock game. You wouldn't think he'd have to steal that one. And he's going to have to go down in Carolina on Memorial Day night and play a great game.
That's it. I mean, that's what you're saying. I mean, you saw it after the game, too, with some of the with some of the Rangers interviews. Even Gallant's interview was, you know, this is our worst game of the series so far. I mean, but we're not going to carry it with us because we know, you know, just like Carolina shrugged off the two bad games they played in New York and came out and played well in this game, we'll do the same. Because for some reason, it's been like this all season long. It's you get down or you're, you know, this Rangers team, for some reason, thrives in situations like that.
Yeah, yeah. And we talk about all the time how resilient they are. You mentioned Gerard Gallant. We have Gerard Gallant. Not actually live in person, but we have sound of one Gerard Gallant. Here he is saying it's disappointing to play game five like that.
Again, I talked about the first four games. All those games could have went either way, in my opinion. I thought our last game at home was a game like tonight where we didn't dominate as much as they did tonight, but it was our best game. So tonight I'm disappointed. We didn't play our best game, and you know we got to win one game and hit a win the series. So hopefully that's game seven, but we got to be better than we are tonight. Again, we weren't quick enough, we weren't strong enough, and you know we can make excuses about them clogging up the neutral zone and all that, but we just didn't play our game. We weren't competitive enough tonight.
You know what I like about him? He's a no excuse guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had him as assistant coach when Ted Nolan was our head coach, and that's Teddy was the same way. It was, you know, I'm going to treat you guys like pros. I have a certain expectations. This is what I want it to look like, and you know, when push comes to shove, you know, if we don't go execute, then what am I going to do? There's no reason to make excuses. We weren't good tonight. And plus, you don't want to start heaping a bunch of praise on Carolina. Like, oh, yeah, you know, Carolina played a great game. They figured that out. It's better to blame it on yourself. Listen, we weren't, you know, we were tired, whatever it was. We were, you know, we weren't finishing checks. We were reaching with our sticks. But I have confidence that they'll be much better tomorrow.
I would agree with that. And that being said, they were, what was it, 8 inches, 10 inches away from being onside and scoring that goal and taking a 2-1 lead, and then who knows what happens.
You never know.
Right? No. If I tell you Rangers are up 2-1, 15 minutes to go in the second period, you like your chances there. I mean, the game could have a completely different complexion.
Yeah, but I don't know about that. Because you could sense the urgency from Carolina for the entire game. It's like they know they stink on the road. And if they don't lose, you know, if they don't win this one, I don't know how much they love their chances in game six. So they had to win this one to guarantee they'd be back at home where they were comfortable. So there was a sense of urgency. But they had, I mean, you had Aho hitting, you know, crossbars, like Aho wide open in front of the net, hit the post. Like there was a lot of, Carolina was carrying the play.
I don't know if the better team.
A 2-1 lead stops that.
Well, maybe not. But you know what? Maybe they're a little more aggressive and you wind up with a 2-on-1. I mean, you don't know what happens in that situation.
No, I don't. No, listen, I don't. But I mean, I said the same thing about game four with that save Shesterkin made on Pesci. Like, who knows what happens if Carolina all of a sudden scores the first goal and they can you know, get right into how they want to play and they get some confidence. Like, the game could have been completely different. But Shesterkin makes that save and the Rangers have... Yeah, game four was probably their best game of the series.
It absolutely was. Might have been the best game of the whole postseason. All I'm saying is that being taken away, and I don't know if the players felt it, it felt deflating to me. Like
They're almost used to it, though, at this point. Like, these challenges always seem to go the other way.
Every time. Like, well, now, it was the right call. I don't even think it was up for debate.
Yep.
But the second they went, before I had seen it, I was like, they're gonna overturn this. Like when I saw Carolina's gonna challenge, I was like, they're gonna overturn it because that's what happens to the Rangers.
That's what happens. You got what you deserved though last night.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. Just saying, it's boy, this is emotional stuff, man. This is a lot for me to handle.
Well, it's because we were talking about this yesterday when I was up in Bristol with Weeksy and Chelly. It's so hard in these series because you would just naturally think that, like, Carolina being as good a team as they are, that, you know, they would take some momentum on the road with them. Like, oh, we played two great, you know, we played two great games at home. I know Madison Square Garden is a tough place to play, but how can we look so good in these two games and so bad in the next two games and then get pretty much dominated in game four, and then just in a snap of a fingers, you step on the ice in Carolina, and it's a completely different team. Like, you morph back into one of the best teams in the league.
I have no idea. Now, I want to start breaking it down, but I got to tell you, if this goes south for the Rangers in a game seven, the play you will remember forever is Kako missing the wide open net in game one. All right.
I'll say Kako open net, and then your interview with Jack Wagon, who said this home ice thing is a fluke. We just set a record, you know, right? Like that was the record last night.
Yeah, listen, I don't know what to tell you. All right,
how do you call it a fluke?
We need to break. I mean, I subtly said we need to break. I all right, I don't want to get into it, but we need. And then here you go, just opening it all up. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I can't get over that call. All right, it bothered me all day yesterday.
You know what we do? We sweep. We take a break. We come back. We have like 40 minutes before we have to break again. We can play the whole call if you want, but just for now, I need to break. Might I break now?
Yes, let's go to break. Come on, you're killing the clock. Let's go.
Oh, I'm killing the clock.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Carolina Hurricanes defeat the New York Rangers 3-1. Hurricanes now lead the series 3-2.
Game six, the Rangers in a do-or-die situation.
I don't want to start breaking it down, but I got to tell you, if this goes south for the Rangers in a game seven, the play you will remember forever is Kako missing the wide-open net.
All right, I call it a fluke.
We need to break. I subtly said we need to break. I don't want to get into it. Ned, here you go, just opening it all up. But just for now, I need to break. Might I break now?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Yes, let's go to break. Come on, you're killing the clock. Let's go.
Oh, I'm killing the clock.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Santi, you're in my good graces. It is DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Talking Yankees, talking Rangers. Get into the Mets in a little bit as well. Not a huge series, but you don't want the 7.5-game lead. You don't want it to vanish so quickly. So can the Mets go and give you 2 out of 3 this weekend? Well, give me that. Give me 2 out of 3 this weekend for the Mets.
Yeah, well, relax here for a second. I wouldn't start downplaying this series.
No, I think it's an important series.
Yeah, I mean it's still the Phillies. I mean, you lost your second series of the season, right? I mean, an ugly loss on Wednesday. So, yeah, come home, day off, fully rested. Let's go. Carrasco on the mound.
And what do you have, Carrasco against Eflin tonight?
Eflin, yep. And then, so that's a game to see. Well, yeah, because you got Wheeler on Saturday. So I got Walker Wheeler on Saturday. So
right.
Let's take
fresh
care of
bullpen,
tonight.
Right? Bullpen didn't do anything on Wednesday. Off on Thursday.
I don't want to relive what happened. I'm not reliving.
I'm just making a statement that the bullpen should be fresh and rested. So you win tonight, and then you split the next couple, and then you get out of the series.
You got to take at least four. You got to take four of these six. Have to.
What do they have, Washington after starting Monday?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I heard Donnie talking about this yesterday. I can't believe there's no day games on Memorial Day.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that either.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know. I don't like that either.
Isn't that part of Americana?
You got the game Wednesday you're going to.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Why?
Well, firstly, I told you not to mention it because I didn't want him to know.
Oh, because he's up at 6:05 listening on the
end. I don't know. He's a savage. But I was gonna take Alex out of school early to go to the game on Wednesday. But they have this thing where they can look at their upcoming like events at school, and he has a math test next Wednesday afternoon. So
all right. So why don't we go? Why don't we mark down Wednesday the 29th? Oh, you're away. You're on vacation.
I'm on vacation. That's correct.
That's a good game too. That's Houston.
Oh, that would be nice.
I know. This is what I'm saying to you.
Wednesday the 29th. That would be nice. But no, I can't do it. You pick a game. You go through the games and you find a game. We'll go.
I'm dying to go to Milo's Beggies. Dad, let's go. We got to go to a game, Dad. We got to go to a game.
I wanted to go this weekend, but tonight I'm not going to go. And then tomorrow night's the Rangers.
Yeah, you got to. I mean, emotionally, you can't. I mean, you can't bounce back like that after what happened last night. It's too much.
It's a lot. I mean, last night, it's so much. It's just, I don't, I mean, these games are, they're gutting. They really are.
Yeah, I mean, of course they're gutting. I mean,
they're exhausting. They're gutting. They're emotional.
But that's the biggest, like, as banged up as these guys are, and guys are dealing with, I mean, you had Tanev playing in Calgary. He came back. He has, I mean, a torn labrum. We had Dumba playing in Minnesota with a dislocated rib and a punctured lung. Like, you saw Jarvis get hit in the face. He's bleeding all over the ice. Like,
all over the ice. Goes out for like 4 minutes, and he's back. I mean, these guys are, they're like superheroes.
They play through everything, man, but it's more... Like, the physical stuff you'll address after the season, obviously, like, you battle through that, whatever it takes, but it's the emotional and mental grind of this.
I don't know how they deal with it. I'm not exaggerating with you. Like, Rangers fall behind 1-0. I'm screaming, I'm yelling, I'm moving around the house, I won't sit down, shorthanded goal, I'm deflated. And now I'm sitting and I'm annoyed. Then they go on the power play, I'm back up, I'm into it, goal, great, excited, crazy, nuts. The next goal, I'm screaming, I'm yelling, the kids come, what's happening? Rangers score, great. Then that gets taken away. Now I'm deflated. Then they score again. Now it's even more, it's like, God, just as a fan, it's the ups and downs of being a fan of this team or any team, I imagine, this time of year. It's exhausting.
Yeah, it's a lot. But this is what makes, I mean, this is what makes the Stanley Cup, I mean, so special. I mean, you know, it's so hard to win this trophy, man. And the fact that Tampa's done it back-to-back years, it's so hard to get these 16 wins. So hard.
And they're halfway to another.
Yeah, I mean, I what they're doing right now. And they just swept the best team in the President's Trophy winning Florida Panthers. They swept them and gave up 3 goals in 4 games without probably their best player.
They have to be the favorites to win, right? Would you go them or Colorado?
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. I love St. Louis. You know that because Berube was my first roommate. I love him. And I think he's a great coach. He does a hell of a job. But the idea of having MacKinnon and Makar going up against Dreisaitl and McDavid, oh, that gets me a little fired up.
Yeah, as it should. Now, I wonder if the Islanders fan yet is like, I don't want Tampa to win again.
No, they don't care.
You don't. They'll care if they're going for 4.
That, dude, as long as they are more concerned about the Rangers right now than they are Tampa.
If I was an Islanders fan, I would not like Tampa on their way to a third consecutive Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but I also wouldn't like the Rangers on the way to a Eastern Conference Finals.
Fair enough. But yes, and of course you'd root for Tampa over the Rangers. But let's be honest. The odds are the Rangers are not going to win the Cup. What I would be concerned about if I was an Islanders fan is that the Rangers, this is like the just the opening of that window. The Rangers were not supposed to be a playoff team necessarily, and they certainly weren't supposed to be a team that won a series and pushed the second round series to the brink.
No. No, but I think you're also burying the fact that if for some reason the Rangers get through this series, now I have to watch an Eastern Conference Finals with the Rangers and Tampa. So I mean, I can't root for anybody in that series.
You'd root for Tampa, though.
Well, no, my wife would root for Tampa, yeah. I would just root for good hockey.
I can't even think about Tampa. I'm so
focus on game six, would you please? You Rangers fans are always jumping ahead.
I didn't say anything.
Well, you're already talking about playing Tampa.
No, what? Oh my God,
RJ, this guy's the worst fan. RJ, he just, I mean, he doesn't just.
I didn't
even
mention. I didn't even bring up the Rangers moving on.
He rubs the money on his naked body, is what he
does. You know what? You're an evil human being.
We're gonna lose him today.
RJ, God forbid you ever take the right side of an argument. Did I mention the Rangers moving on and playing Tampa?
You did not.
No.
But we are dangerously close to losing you.
You are very close.
I'm connecting dots here.
I don't handle these things well. I don't. All right. I have so few things that I love. The Knicks are, for the most part, irrelevant outside of a blip last year. The Giants have given me nothing for years. The Mets finally have put themselves back in some semblance of contention. But the real team that actually makes me feel like I'm a sports fan and alive again is this Rangers team.
Yeah, so stop trying to jinx them is what I'm saying.
I'm not trying to jinx anything.
I got people calling in a couple days ago talking about this is going to be over in six. You talking about the Eastern Conference Finals now.
You know what? Stop doing that.
I'm going to take your birthday present back if you keep this up.
I'm going to throw it away. Right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, on the Zoom call on Monday, whatever that present is, I'm going to take it and throw it right in the trash.
I will drive to your house.
Yeah.
Miss the
then
show.
Then be nice to me.
And punch you right in the face.
Good. Then be nice to me. And don't be so obnoxious. I didn't touch any money.
Birthday gift.
I didn't say the Rangers are winning this series. I didn't even mention the Rangers in Tampa. That was you.
No, you mentioned the Eastern Conference Finals. The Islanders fans are not concerned about Tampa right now. Islanders fans are concerned about the Rangers.
Well, you should. That's how you started this whole cockamamie conversation.
I did not. RJ, who started this conversation? RJ, please.
I actually don't know how we got here.
Okay, here we go.
I did not mention the Rangers movement. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to be very workmanlike today. I'm just going to... You know what I'm going to be? I'm going to be like,
you don't even
Fred
know what work is.
You remember when Fred Flintstone just, he clocked in, he did his shift, and he clocked out, and he's done? That's what I'm going to do. I clocked in, I'm doing the show, blah, 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 I'll do the show, then I'm going to clock out, I'm done. Don't look for extras, don't look for teases, don't look for extra reads, don't look for anything. I'm just going to do why I came here and what the rationale behind that was, and then I'm done.
I don't think Fred Flintstone drove a luxury pedal cart the way
The big difference is Fred Flintstone had to drive his car with his feet and you jump into a luxurious Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, like that's what I'm driving.
And how would you do in the bare minimum be any different than every other day?
You don't need me. You don't want me. That's fine. You know what? You've established what you want and who you need, and I'm not that person. Fine. That's fine. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPHR Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance. Mr. No Reads, you want a couple reads today?
No, I'm out.
You sure?
I want none of it.
Of course you don't. I'm not even going to ask you, because why? I'm going to do my job. I can't believe you know what? I need support. I need guidance. I need help. And this is the way you treat me today? Forget it. Fine. Forget it. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll do. I can't wait for the roast this morning at 6:45.
Listen, I'm trying to help you. I tried to help you yesterday.
Nope.
Not get your hopes up. And what did you do? You got your hopes up. And now you're all upset.
Because I'm addicted. I can't help it.
Okay, so what you need to do now is you have to have your Rangers buddies call in. You guys can, you know, talk about what went wrong last night, start to feel a little bit better, and then get yourself ready for Saturday. That's all you can do now.
Yeah, but it's hard. I'm sorry. It's hard to envision this team winning the series.
Well, put on your big boy pants. Stop your crying. Touching the money, rubbing it all over
I didn't touch money. You know what? I want to hear from Aaron Boone. I'd like to hear from Aaron Boone because I'm sick and tired of hearing from you. All right, here is Aaron Boone on role players for the Yankees stepping up big time last night.
proud of the effort today. You know, we get in, we get to the hotel about 4 a.m. last night, you know, in this stretch of games that we're in, and obviously have had some guys go down, and, you know, we have a guy like Matt Carpenter, you know, land at after 3 o'clock and get here and not in the lineup, and he's in the lineup, and, you know, he's a catalyst for us tonight. Just really proud of that effort tonight, and a great way to start this weekend.
It's the pitching. I mean, because it's not like you're no,
they got no hit for 5 innings.
No hit for 5 innings. I mean, listen to this lineup, right? So Judge, you love him. You're leading off with him. Rizzo, fine. Torres in your 3 spot. It's hitting .230. And Duhar, Gallo's in the 5 spot. He's dreadful. What did he go, 0-for-4 again last night?
3 strikeouts, yeah.
And 3 strikeouts. Kiner for left for fine, although he's really dropped quite a bit. Trevino, Carpenter was just caught. I mean, you didn't even know he was available. Now he's starting for you. And Marwin Gonzalez. So good on the Yankees. Phenomenal pitching last night.
Yeah, phenomenal pitching. I mean, Cortez at one point had, I mean, he retired, what, 14 in a row at one point?
Yes.
By the way, have you seen Aaron Judge's numbers over the last 20-something games?
He's insane.
Last 27 games, 340, 14 home runs, 31 RBIs.
He's insane. That's what he is. I mean, it's hard to argue that he's not the – it's hard to argue the Yankees don't have the best pitcher and the best all-around player in baseball right now.
That's a bold statement you just made.
I'm not saying that I would go and battle it to the end, but I think it's a fair discussion, don't you?
Well, I think they both deserve. I mean, they've earned it.
If I told you Cortez, Cy Young right now, and Judge MVP right now, are you saying that's just an awful take?
No. I think Judge would be right there at the top. Right there at the top.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is why I'm hot. Is the morning roast.
Top of the morning. Time for our morning roast, brought to you by the fine folks at Jack Pocket. Now, Raymond, I have a feeling there could be calls about you this morning. So what I'd like to do is give you the honors to start out with the roast.
No, see, I've told you this expressly. I'm going to pass because I don't think it's necessary now. Now, you can come back to me after the fact if I feel it's necessary, but I'm going to hang back on this one for now, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. So you're going to reserve your roast.
Because I think there's a little misunderstanding. I think people think that I've attacked the company as a whole.
Oh, you've attacked the company.
And that couldn't be further from the truth. I thought I made that pretty clear. I love the company as a whole. I love that people are dedicated listeners and want to put it out there. My problem is with this sort of gatekeeping that's going on at the top of the company, saying who is in and who's not in, and we're basing it on questionnaires and applications. That's a little excessive to me. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't think so at all. These are people committed to the show, and if you want to be part of a very select company, there are hurdles that must be jumped over.
Well, like I said, this is not an attack on the company as a whole.
Feels like it to me.
Love the company.
All right. Well, let's see how they feel about you. Aaron in the car. Aaron, please, you start out on the morning roast.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Raymond. I don't even know what to say. I mean, the issue is you go right to saying it's weird. Weird would be...
It's 100% weird.
Money.
Raymond, you didn't want to start out on the roast. Please let Aaron and others get their point off their chest. Go ahead, Aaron.
Thank you, David. So you go right to calling it weird. Weird would be having people pledge money. Weird would be having people swear a blood oath. We're not doing any of that. It's simply 10 questions to prove you're actually a listener, because we don't want trolls, bots, frauds representing us. We're not the Cowboys fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know whether it's...
Oh, Aaron, this is a... You want Rangers tickets, Aaron? This is a call.
Now, I don't know whether it's you're not getting sleep. I don't know whether it's you're tired of getting made fun of on the show. Or maybe the company is just not for Ray. But you're lashing out at people who love you and love the show. And quite frankly, I think an apology is in order.
That's a roast.
You could be waiting a while.
That's not going to lie to you. Oh, good call, Aaron.
Actually, and I do. I that was a very good roast. I think that was the spirit of what the roast could be all about.
That was a good roast. Let's go to Charles in Queens. Good morning, Charles. You're on the morning roast.
Good morning, gentlemen. First time caller. I just want to roast the Dallas Mavericks bench for standing and blocking the fans from watching the game. I've seen it throughout this series. They're just standing there. Mark Cuban's on the side. And it just really upsets me that they're just standing there all game long. The fans are behind them trying to watch the game. You guys got to stand up for the whole game. And it's just upsetting. I'm glad they lost. I like Luka, but I'm very happy they lost. And finding those guys, Mark Cuban, that's nothing for him. He's got billions, $125,000 in fines is going to do nothing.
So I don't know the story. Rick, do you know the story?
Oh, they were having a problem with the bench, with the Mavericks bench, yeah.
So the Mavericks bench demanded that they be able to stand up during the game, and the fans behind them couldn't see the game?
They just stand there. They just stand there all game long.
No, they just stand there. Theo Pinson got told, because he was wearing a white shirt, and they threw one of the Warriors threw him a pass, so they told him, like, yeah, he was supposed to change his shirt. Like, there's been a whole thing with the bench.
That's interesting.
I missed Theo Pinson, by the way. For the Knicks.
Well, I think the Knicks missed Theo Pinson.
I liked him.
I mean, there's nobody that doesn't play that means more to the team than Theo Pinson, right?
Oh, he's the big... Everyone needs an energy guy, buddy.
Yeah. I think I'm saying this name right. Is it Antinia? Oh, I was not saying it right. Antinia. Good morning, Antinia.
Good morning. How are you?
We are terrific.
Okay, so I want to roast people that drive in my car. My husband got me addicted to your show years ago.
Nice.
So every time I'm in a car, I have your show on, and people say, can you please turn it off? I'm like, no, this is my favorite show, and if you're going to ride in my car, you have to listen to it.
Here's what I suggest you do. Kick them out of the car while you're moving. Really?
Okay.
Like not at like 50, but as you're moving down the street at like 25, just open the door and push them out. How dare they?
Okay. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. She loves the show. It's her car, and they're going to turn these guys off?
Yeah, listen, I don't think I would necessarily start pushing people out of the car. I mean, that seems a little aggressive. But
maybe.
I feel like it's only enhancing the trip.
I mean, what's not to love?
What's better? Let me ask you a question. What's better, listening to this show on a ride, or like when you get the driver that's like having a phone call conversation while you're trying to sit in the car?
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
That is so annoying. Or listening to Dan O'Shea. Nobody wants to hear that when you have the
It's Dan and Shea, you jack wagon.
Whatever. Wes in Fort Myers. Wes, roast. Roast.
I'll tell you what else is bad. A chatty masseuse. Oh, I hate the chatty masseuse.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys so much. I'm over here in Florida representing the company South. I just wanted to roast Ray. He's acting like the Eeyore of the show lately. We love you guys so much. Yeah, the donkey. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Anyways, yep. You know, over there, talking about the company. We hear you. We love you still. But anyways, what do you expect from a Giants fan? I mean, a Cowboys fan.
Good night. No.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks, Wes.
There you go. I mean, Raymond, you've really drawn the ire of the company.
Can you say anything
that doesn't say, oh, you're a Cowboy fan? Okay, well established. I'm a Cowboy fan and I suffer. Give me something else.
Disgusting. But I don't think you understand what's happening here. We got the company South, which is taking over Florida.
I didn't even realize there was a company South.
This is what's happening. It's spreading.
I know.
There's a company worldwide. We've established this.
We got Israel.
And you're going to battle with these people. Why? I don't know why you would choose this hill to die on.
It's like I'm talking to a wall with you.
No, forget
this. This isn't a hill, though. This has turned into a mountain.
Yeah, this is Everest.
Yes, this is no wall. You're going to need a Sherpa. There'll be dead bodies as you walk by. You'll probably be one of them.
Walk right over dead bodies. Oxygen, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, Rick, why don't you go ahead and roast?
All right, you know exactly who I'm going to roast because I had to call you yesterday in the car because I was so frustrated. The roast for me is Ari Gold from, I had to listen to this idiot yesterday, do an interview where he doesn't ask my guy that you begged to be on the show two different days, that's taking time out of his busy sleep schedule to grace you with his presence. Beloved in the Carolinas, and you don't let him talk. Make him feel uncomfortable. And then you want to talk about the home ice fluke. We set a record yesterday. They just set a record. It's not a fluke, you jackass.
Wow. Look at you defending me, going after what's his name? Adam Gold.
Adam Gold. Adam
just a,
Gold.
Yeah, just a bad job by him.
Awful.
The minute
job.
45 lead in that didn't really even amount to a question.
He asked himself two questions in the middle.
You know it's a bad interview when he's asking himself questions and answering them as you're just sitting there waiting.
And not even answering them properly.
No. It was just a terrible job. All right, I'm going to go quickly because we have so many people that want to be involved in the roast. Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose voted Kyrie Irving third team All-NBA. He played 29 games. How in the world could you vote him onto anything other than most disappointing for this season? Now, he did apologize and say he made a monumental mistake, but Stephen A. took him to task, and I think we need to on this show as well. So I roast Jalen Rose. I mean, you should have your voting privileges taken away.
Say that's a monumental mistake? That's a conscious decision that you made. It was, you weren't fooled like, oh, I forgot how many games. Like, you weren't
bamboozled.
No, but it's a huge mistake
to vote him third team. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, this is what happens. See, but this is what happens, though, because it's like I'm looking, well, who do I think is the best? Well, it's not who you think is the best. It's who had the best season.
The guy played in a third of the games. A third of the games. How could anybody?
Yeah, that's not right.
Just terrible. All right, RJ, you're next. But let's go to Mitch in the car. Mitch, roast away. Have at it.
What a bad
good morning,
guy.
Guys. I'm a big fan. I just want to roast the Cowboys. Since when did they become the Jets?
Wow. Well, I don't think, I mean, they just
Santiago, won. You're taking shrapnel everywhere,
yeah,
Santiago.
Yeah, people are all over.
Wait, I wasn't even mentioned. What are you talking about?
But
Cowboys,
he did that
Cowboys
because of
fan.
You.
You're like the leader.
That's insulting to compare them to the Jets. I mean, the Cowboys have been mediocre. They're not the Jets.
No. Now you're going to take shots at me? This is what we're doing?
Well, listen,
he'll
said
take
the
shots
Jets.
At anybody.
He said the Jets, not
obviously,
me.
I can't wait to send you unruly chickens to your house.
Nice. Nice. This guy, he could be my favorite person to walk the planet, Lonnie in Harlem. Roast away, Lonnie. Good morning.
Good morning, family. Good morning, company members. Listen, Santi, you know it's all love, baby. But listen, after today, you might want to punch me in the face again. But I think I got the disguise for that. I just dress up as a softball. You won't come close to touching me. But listen, Santi, the lack of respect you decided to give the company people who will follow you blindly is crazy. And what I told RJ this morning is the fact that you guys remember when Dave, you know, not to say to take a shot at you, but remember when you was questioning my fandom and you saying, oh, maybe the number one fan, da-da-da-da-da. Listen, and then you guys said you was going to do the whole tournament of champions, and you was going to have me as the number one seed, and then people was going to have to, you know, answer questions and stuff like that. So what's the problem with having a questionnaire to get down with the company, Santi? Stop yourself. Stop being a Cowboy fan. That's Cowboy thinking. I've done what I came to done.
Nice. Oh,
wow.
Savage.
Wow.
RJ.
Throw in the towel. Santiago, throw in the
towel.
Now,
do I have a last chance to retort, or do you want to keep going down the list of people?
No.
Throw in the towel,
Santi. You didn't want to participate in the roast
this
morning.
At the beginning. Not at the beginning.
Well, hang on a moment. RJ, would you like to roast?
I would, but I would actually like to hear Ray's retort.
Why don't you go, and then we'll close it with Raymond.
All right. So, Dave.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, but this
you signed up for this.
Yeah. So, you rip Dan and Shay.
You want to drink some tequila?
I mean, you rip Kendrick Lamar.
Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning.
Dave, what music do you listen to?
Well, I like Van Halen. So, I like classic rock.
So you like nothing that's been made, basically, since 1985?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dave, you're missing out on so many good things. You got to adapt, my friend. You have to adapt. You drive a luxurious vehicle with a fine audio system. You got to get to know some new music.
I don't really listen to music in the car.
You just sit in silence.
No, I listen to
sports
radio.
Well, he does other things. His hands are very active in the new Mercedes.
I think Ray had a retort. I think we should move on.
What an awful roast. I mean, we're piling on Ray and you go after me?
I'm leveling out.
You missed the window.
Well, why'd you give him the window, you jackass? You should have let Ray just go.
I didn't realize he was going to roast me. Ray, go ahead.
You know, it's a shame Lonnie had to hang up like a coward because I would have liked to ask him this question. You know, how long he has been a listener. Because, Rick, I'm going to go down memory lane with you. You know, back in 2015, we had a very successful run at night, you and I, with Alan Hahn. Yep. Hahn and Humpty, right?
Correct.
And back in the day, there was a a very big fan of the show who was the self-appointed president of something called the Entourage.
Yep.
The guy was very creepy. He was the gatekeeper of the big fan base of listeners that we gathered as a show. And again, we did really well. We had a lot of listeners, but this guy appointed himself the head of it. And Lonnie is giving me a lot of the same vibes as this guy who thought he was very important.
Lonnie's very important. Thought
that he was the face of the listenership. He was
Lonnie
not.
Is the face of the listenership.
He was not. And all of a sudden, when we had to kind of tell him to dial it back a little bit, it became very uncomfortable and very unsettling. And I think Lonnie's headed down that same path.
No.
I'll let you in on something about myself. I don't like when people pretend to be my friend and they're not my friend. You guys can make fun of me all you want because you are my friends. I value your friendship. Dave, Rick, RJ, I love you guys. You're not just my coworkers. You're my friends. I don't know you, Lonnie. You're not my friend. And I don't want your fake friendship.
Oh, no.
So you can leave me out of the entire thing. Again, this is not a shot at the company. Leave me out of it, man.
And
I will double down on what I said. You're weird. Nothing you could say what I did on softball or whatever is going to change the fact that you are a grown-ass man gatekeeping for a fan base for a radio show. Leave me alone, man.
This is when it all goes bad.
We're so late, but this is what keeping it real goes wrong right here. Oh, really wrong.
Hey, I warned you.
Lonnie, just for the record, that was Raymond J. Santiago. That was not me, and that was not RJ, and that was not Rick. That is one man flying solo. And that is The Morning Roast.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Forget it. I'm going to be very workmanlike today. You remember when Fred Flintstone just clocked in, he did his shift, and he clocked out, and he's done? That's what I'm going to do. I clocked in. I'm doing the show. Blah, blah, blah. I'll do the show. Then I'm going to clock out. I'm done. Don't look for extras.
And how would you do in the bare minimum be any different than every other day?
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
That's how you started this whole cockamamie conversation.
I did not. RJ, who started this conversation? RJ, please.
I actually don't know how we got here.
Okay, here we go.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I like Adele. I love Adele. I like Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. So the RJ, with that roast, I think was very unfounded. By the way, Santiago's roast has just driven people off the deep end.
Oh, it was nasty.
It was nasty. There was vitriol. People are calling back. I mean, people want to yell at him. Twitter has become explosive. It's
you're acting like I didn't warn against it.
Just let's
leave it
alone.
Got very personal. It felt like it got very personal.
Let's leave it alone. DPHR Rothenberg presented as always by Progressive Insurance. All right, let's get back to the Rangers. Here we are again. We were just here. Trailed against Pittsburgh 3-1, 1-5, 1-6, 1-7. Backs to the wall yet again. Going to have to do it. Winning game 6 at home, 7 on the road. Frustrated with last night. Thought they played a terrible game. But realistically, do you really give the Rangers a real chance to win the series now?
I give them a real good chance to win game 6. And then you see what happens in a game 7.
I expect they're going to win game 6.
Okay. But, I mean, I can't sit here and lie to you and pretend like I just think all of a sudden now, after what I've seen in the Boston series and now the first 3 home games of this series, that you would feel great about a game 7 in Carolina. You can't say that. Carolina's been a completely different team. Listen, I get it. But, I mean, you made the point earlier in the show. I made the point yesterday on the point, the goal that the didn't go in, but the chance you had in game 1, you put together 40 great minutes, had a chance to end that thing, and Kako misses the empty net. And that could end up being the difference.
I mean, who would think that in game 1, same thing in the first series though, right? That play at the end of game 1, you probably would have won that game, and you probably then go on for a much easier road to win the series.
That's another Kako situation, too.
Yeah. That absolutely
yeah, but that's
is.
A, but when you get to this point and you're playing against the best teams, it's that razor thin. Like, it, the line is so thin as to what – and you don't know when it's going to – like, what game it's going to happen in where you have the chance. And that was a chance because now, I mean, for Carolina to look the way they looked in game four – And that have no residual effect on how they show up in game five.
None.
Is amazing to me.
And I know you say no. It's amazing to me that they can look so bad in four and look so great. I mean, they look so good at home for the most part, right? Game one, they came out and they were not great, and you had your opportunity. But they are just it's two different teams.
It's two completely different teams. Completely different teams. I mean,
like, it's almost unheard of the way they are at home and on the road.
Well, I mean, the reality is that at home, the Rangers have scored two goals. In Carolina, the Rangers have scored two goals in three
games. In three games.
Yeah. And with no offense to Antti Raanta, but still, I mean, he's a good goalie.
Antti Raanta. And by the way, one even strength goal in what? In 60, 120, 185 minutes? One 5-on-5 goal?
Yeah, and two shorthanded goals you've given
right,
up.
Right. So you get a power play and you've allowed two goals and you've scored one even strength.
Oh, that's when you say it like that.
Well, we have to bring the facts to the table, no?
Well, no. You've scored two goals in Carolina in three games. Carolina's scored two shorthanded goals against you in three games in
right.
Carolina.
And last night, specialty teams really ruined you because you allowed a shorthanded goal and a power play goal.
Well, yeah, because that kind of changed. I mean, that changes a lot. Like, I mean, I know at the time it doesn't seem like because whenever in the first period of a game that it could completely change the outlook of a game. But that, I mean, sometimes it happens like that where, you know, you come out, like as the home team, for example, like the Carolina last night, you come out, you're flying around. It looks like you're playing exactly the way you want to play, you know. You hit a post or whatever, and you miss a couple chances, and then before you know it, boom, other teams on the power play, they score, suck the momentum right out of the – like, they suck it all out of the life, out of the building, and now you're chasing, and now it changes how you play. Like, the Rangers could have done that on the power play. They don't because Trouba turns it over, and before you know it, you're down 9-1, you know, you're down 1-0. How deflating that is.
Very deflating. And then you score – and then you think you have the lead, and then that gets ripped away from you. Isn't it amazing? And I'm not blaming the officials for last night because it's clearly not a goal. But the like whenever there's a play, it always goes against the Rangers.
Yeah, see, I just think that's coincidence. I know you feel like that.
No.
Because that was definitely offside. But it feels
100% that's offsides. But like you, the second they're like, we're going to challenge this, I was like, there's no way it'll be a goal. Like I just knew it wouldn't be a goal.
Well, see, I was the opposite of that. I actually, when I first saw it, it looked to me like Carolina might have knocked it back into their own zone, and I was like, oh, maybe they're actually going to luck out here, and then they kept showing the same stupid angle where you couldn't tell, so I had to rewind the television.
Did you not see our group text? Hockey Insider assistant program director John Winthrop said he thought it was offsides.
I don't pay attention to that.
He said he thought it was offsides, and what more do you need?
Well, it was blatantly off, like, but just by your eye, you could tell it was blatantly offsides. The only way it wouldn't have been offsides, really, is if Carolina knocked the puck back in their own zone, which would have nullified it.
Ugh, what a shame.
That happened in the Edmonton series.
How about that pick from you, huh? That must eat you alive. Knowing you, pick Calgary to win the whole thing. They're now done, got beaten in five. You must feel a way about that.
Yeah, especially after how game one went.
Well, they lose four in a row, right?
Yeah, I mean, they they scored three goals on 10 shots in game one. They scored, I think they scored nine goals or something in game one. And then just got, Connor McDavid said enough is enough and just completely just took the series over.
Are you the first person to lose their Stanley Cup champion in all the ESPN picks?
No. Weeksy here, but there's a couple people like Calgary. Some people have Minnesota. A bunch of people have Carolina.
Well, but Carolina's alive.
A bunch of people have Florida.
All right, Florida got ousted.
It's a crapshoot, man. I'm telling you right now, because this is the first time I can remember in a long time. Like usually with most sports, maybe it's starting to change now with rules and everything else, but usually you say, okay, you know, like the question about the Panthers coming into the playoffs was, yeah, they score over four goals a game, but, you know, when push comes to shove, once you get in the playoffs, things tighten up, you know, will that, can you sustain that? Because there, I mean, defense, the whole cliche, defense wins championships. So, like, you start to favor teams that can play good defensively, right, have good structure to their game. Goals were at, like, a high since, I think, this was the most goals per game since, like, 95 or something, I want to say. I think it was 95. And you'd think that would slow down going into the postseason because it's a series, everyone's focused, great goalies, you know, teams can lock down. The goals are up.
Not it's the like Rangers six, series, they're not.
It's like 6.3 goals a game.
Not right in this now. Series.
Well, no, and it wasn't like that in the Dallas-Calgary series in the first round. But, it, I mean, that's where it's at. Like, it's – there's just – I mean, I don't know what it is, but goal scoring is crazy right now.
This portion of DPH on Rothenberg, 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports is live in New Jersey. Visit superbook.com for all the latest odds and promotions. Have a problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. By the way, Rangers tickets, another pair coming your way later in this 7 o'clock hour. John in Jersey is very upset with someone on the show. John, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, first there was Tavi Baez. Then there was Julius Randle. Now, Raymond Santiago, giving a big thumbs down to the fan base. Mm. He better watch himself or he's going to get shipped off to Detroit.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a good call.
See what you've done, Santiago?
Yeah, you've turned people off.
I regret nothing. For the record, I'm getting a lot of support, too, so.
Let's see if that, in fact, is true. Anthony in Union Beach. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Mr. Santiago, I support you. The guy kick rocks, self-proclaimed himself as the face of the fan base. He's not. He doesn't represent me. As a matter of fact, I think he's probably like Steve Buscemi's character in Billy Madison, sitting in his mom's basement, putting on lipstick. Loser.
Oh, no.
No.
This is devolved in a hurry.
I thought the roast was done.
Oh.
I thought we were done.
I was going to turn into a roast.
I don't. How dare people do this? This is a guy who's committed his time, his effort.
And all of that is appreciated. I'm not saying it's not by you. I think that's great. I think it's a great thing. I just think it's gone a little too far.
You said he was creepy and you don't want to be his friend.
It is creepy and I don't want to be his friend.
Well, then you're the one making it go too far.
I value my personal space.
But how did he infringe on your space?
So sue me.
How did Lonnie or anybody within the company infringe on anything you do?
Listen, and maybe I didn't make this clear. You know, yeah, I can take things a little bit personal sometimes, but like I said, I have... You know, I don't have a great circle of friends, but people who are my friends I consider very close. And I allow people, again, like you guys, you can have your fun with me. And sometimes I deserve it. But
what kind of fun?
Not that kind of fun.
You're, oh, for God's sake.
And you're a bad guy.
But, you shouldn't consider him a friend.
Oh, geez, I lost my train of thought.
That's probably best.
But you know, if I don't have a certain relationship with you, I don't allow you to talk to me a certain way. I'm sorry. If that makes me a bad guy, then it makes me a bad guy.
Wow. I mean,
do you
want to
be the
really
face
devolved.
Of the fan? Do you, Santi? Let's call it what it is. Do you want to be the face of the fan base? Is that what it is?
Absolutely not.
Do you want to start your own company, Ray?
The way these people are acting, no. I have enough cousins. I'm good. I don't need more.
All right. 1-800-919-3776. Hello.
Santi, maybe you start. Maybe you're
the is this thing on?
Base.
I'm talking right into this thing,
clock,
and I get interrupted nonstop.
Maybe you start the fan base with a show that starts from six. Like Lonnie will be the guy when the show starts on time, and you'll be the guy from like six to eight when you show up.
Oh, look at you!
I'm saying nothing. All I'm doing is trying to break. I'm the Fred Flintstone of the show today. I want to get from point A to point B without ruffling any feathers. Wilma.
I'm talking.
That's the biggest lie you've ever told, by the way.
No. Don't take shots at me now. I've done nothing to you.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.